The word of God is blessed. You may have your seat. Amen. I'm so happy to be here. I'm just going to give you a few preliminary words, and then we're going to get right in the word of God. I'm going to ask you to go ahead and go to the scriptures on today, to Joel chapter 2. That's Joel chapter 2. Many of you probably don't even know where Joel is. It's in the Old Testament. We rarely ever go to Joel, do we? All right, Joel chapter 2. I want to appreciate so much Bishop Michael and Pastor Esther Scott, amen, for their friendship down through the years, amen. We thank God for them as a family. We did lose a loved one just a couple of weeks, about a week ago, and then it kind of carries on as we go through this week to a couple of weeks. And they were ready and there to be with our family and to make sure that the needs were met. And I want to appreciate the church. I want to appreciate Bishop and Pastor for being so loving, so kind, for the food, for the kind words, for the strength that you gave our family just on last weekend. Come on, let's praise the Lord for this beautiful, amen, couple. Thank you for being friends, and thank you for allowing me to come. And Bishop, it's an honor to serve in any way and any capacity that I most possibly can. I'm here in Austin on assignment, and I'm here to help with the Harvey disaster last year that happened in the Houston area and surrounding areas, and to bring some closure. Our government is now giving grants and money to recover the communities surrounding Houston and surrounding communities, and so we're there to make sure and help that money get into the hands of the people that need it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're here, been here for 120 days, and may be here a little bit longer, but we'll just see what the Lord says. Is that all right? How many of you know that God is calling his body into many facets? Amen. He said to go into all the world. How much of it? All the world, and do what? Preach the gospel. Well, what is that gospel? It's the gospel that the Lord Jesus said we must preach. It's the gospel of the kingdom. Come on. The gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom simply means that is more than us living or getting ready to prepare ourselves to go to heaven. Hallelujah. God says that his kingdom has come, and it lives in you through the power of the Holy Spirit. So when God talks about the kingdom of God, he's saying that you're being influenced not by the world. Somebody get excited about that. Not by the world, but by the kingdom of God. That's why we can pray, Lord, your kingdom come and your will be done where at? In earth as it is where? In heaven. Hallelujah. Jesus said before he ascended into heaven, he said, I must go away. But before he did that, he prayed for every one of us, for those who were with him at the time and for those who will be with him on down through successive generations. He began to pray for us. He said, Father, they're like me. They're in the world. How many of you know we're living here, right? We are really here. How many are feeling the effects of the world? Come on up in here. We're in the world, but he said, we're not of the world. That simply means that we are influenced by another kingdom. Now, this is a kingdom, the kingdom of the earth. But God said that for those of you that who confess the word of God, believe God in your heart, amen, amen, have received the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, you now transitioned, hallelujah. You are no longer influenced by the world, but, hallelujah, the kingdom of heaven. So how many of you know the kingdom of heaven don't have a deficit? Come on. It don't have need. Glory to God. Come on, somebody. And even though we may have need right here, oh, it's just temporary. Somebody get excited about it because it's just temporary. What you're dealing with, nut somebody right here. That means poke them a little bit and tell them it's just temporary because heaven is influencing your life. Oh, I'm excited about that. Hallelujah. I'd rather preach that message than these traditional, come on, these traditional messages. Just keep holding on. Just keep keeping on. You're going to be all right. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you know you believe in the finished work of the cross? And the cross, amen, is done. And everything that God said we have it. Hallelujah. Glory to God, somebody. How many love the word? I love the word. Glory to God. I want to prophesy to you. Lift your hands. Whenever time, every time prophecy comes to you, You never sit and look and listen and say, oh, that's really nice. No, no, no. Because this is the heart of God speaking to his children. He said, first apostle, then prophet. Come on. And he said, the evangelist comes in. Come on. All of these fivefold gifts comes. The teacher comes in. Hallelujah. Amen. And they're very significant because they are given by Jesus Christ to edify the body of Christ. So whenever prophecy comes, you lift your hands because it's the heart of God speaking to his children. Let me tell you right now prophetically, God is adding gladness to your life. Somebody better get excited about it. I didn't say sadness. Come on up in here, somebody. God is adding gladness to your life. And he's causing or bringing an end to the very thing. How many got something in your life right now? You're saying, Lord God, I pray that it will end soon. Oh, anyone with me? You're saying, Lord, I pray it will end soon. I'm tired of this. It's a physical condition. Come on, it's a relational situation. It's a social gift. You're dealing with something. It's financial. Come on, you're dealing with something. It's a career. You're waiting on your moment. You're waiting on your time. And I'm here to prophesy and tell you that God is bringing an end to that thing. But you've got to get to the end. Somebody say, you got to get to the end. I say, we want to stop. We want to get weary. God, but the Lord says, be not weary in well-doing. You're doing good. Tell somebody you're doing good. He said, oh, be not weary in well-doing. What does the word say? If you don't faint, you will reap a harvest of blessings. But it's at the end. Tell somebody it's at the end. You got to get to the end. Come on. You got to get to the end. Come on. You got to get to the end. You got to get to the end. You can't give up now. You can't stop now. You got to get to the end of it. That's the Holy Spirit. Amen. Breaking through the barriers of your life. Come on, somebody. I prophesy that God is adding what? Gladness to your life. He is doing it. Hallelujah. God is doing it through the spirit of unity. You said, Lord, how in the world are you going to add gladness to my life? Well, he's going to do it through the spirit of unity. Somebody say, I just got to keep on striving. No, that's not the way. That God's going to add gladness to your life. He's going to add gladness to your life through the spirit. Come on, say it, of unity. Not of division, not of brokenness. Come on. Come on, married couples. How many married couples do we have in here? I hear the Holy Ghost speaking to me. I hear him in my right ear. Come on, stay. God says, do not be common with one another. I know you become common because you know one another. You've been married for several years. And you know you can almost finish one another's sentences and all of those things. But God said he wants you to be unified. In your skills, your talents, come on, amen, your desires, your ambitions, your visions, and your goals. Somebody say yes, Lord, now. Come on, tell the Lord yes. Tell the Lord yes. Got to come from your soul. Come on. Tell the Lord to be your side. Tell him yes right now. You must be unified. Somebody said, oh, Dr. Gamble, you just hit a chord right there. I hear it in the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, if God's adding gladness to your life, but he's going to do it how? In the spirit of unity. Now, for those of you that are single, you say, well, how is he going to add gladness to my life? I don't have a partner. I don't have a man. I don't have a husband. I don't have a wife. Let me tell you something. God is using partnership like never before nowadays. I'm telling you, this is a season. This is a time. This is an era before Christ comes and return. Amen. He's bringing people together. How many entrepreneurs do we have here? Maybe God just told me to come and prophesy. I don't know. I'm just going to do what God told me to do. I got 30 minutes. I told her, I said, give me 30 minutes. That's all I'm going to take, and I'm sitting down. Come on. Everybody else. How many entrepreneurs do we have here? How many of you have your own business? Maybe you have your own business idea, but you haven't accomplished it yet. Amen. But you're on that path. Glory to God. God says, the avenue to your success is partnership. God's going to begin to bring people into your life. Hallelujah. I mean, they're not like you. They come from a different oh my God, a different era, a different time, a different place. Amen. They're not doing exactly the same thing. And then some of them are going to be doing so many things that are similar. They're going to be like mentors. Come on. Amen. God, I thank you, Holy Ghost. I hear God saying, I'm taking the older generation, amen, very experienced, mature, and developed, and I'm merging, come on, little Kosiah, with the younger generation. Somebody need to get excited because you've been thinking about retirement, but God says it's not time to retire. It's time to reflame. Somebody get excited about what God's doing. Oh, glory to God. That means clap your hands. That means say thank you, Lord. Glory to God, somebody. Oh, when I say get excited, I mean you got to clap your hand. You got to raise your hand. You got to say, thank you, Lord. I'm ready. How many are ready for a move of God in your life? Oh, glory to God. God says it's not time to retire. It's time to reflame because there's a next generation. There's a son. There's a daughter. Amen. That God wants you to impact. Woo! Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I feel your prayers, sister. Esther, I feel your prayers saying, push, go, Holy Ghost, go, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Partnership. Somebody say partnership. You got to get used to that. You got to get used to that. It's got to get in your spirit. Come on. Partnership. Hallelujah. Yes, you've done well so far, but God is saying, if you want to succeed, amen, further for the years to come, you must partner. You must partner. Yes. Amen. God is calling it. And I felt the praise and worship. It was so beautiful this morning. But I could also sense the infirmity of the people and saying, Lord, help me, God. You are my strength. And I know that I can make it with you, Lord God. I can do all things. How many were saying that? I could do it, Lord God, with your strength. How many can say, you know what? I've been tested. I've been tried. I've been going through some things. I don't even know what all is going on. I've been doing the best that I can. But you've been going through some stuff. Hallelujah. But let me tell you right now, glory to God. The Lord is saying toward the body of Christ that we must link up together. So if you're sitting by somebody or just scooch on over. Y'all know how they say scooch over. Come on. Scoot on over and just link up with them elbow to elbow. Do that right now. Pastor, I thank you. Bishop, I thank you for bringing the people forward this morning because God told me to tell the body of Christ it's time to activate ourselves. Hallelujah. Get activated. Glory to God. And link up together. Hallelujah. So that we can be the powerful church that God is calling for in this last and evil day. Come on up in here, somebody. Look at somebody and tell them, I need you and you need me. Come on. Tell them I need you and you need me. And together, tell them this, and together we're somebody. Oh, now look at somebody else and say, we're stronger together. Come on. We're stronger together. See, the enemy knows that we're stronger together. So what does he do? He fights against the body of Christ. He started bringing all sorts of different things, damnable things into our lives. Let me tell you, the Lord said in his word, we're not ignorant to the enemy's devices. And the Lord told you that he has given you power and authority over all the powers of the enemy. And the enemy cannot touch you unless God let down those barriers and let him in. But how many of you know that the Lord is our protector? Hallelujah. He's a guard. Oh, the Lord said in his word that we're under his wings. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that simply means the enemy may be able to see you. Come on, stay. Oh, but he can't touch you. He may be able to influence you through television and social media and all sorts of things that travel through your mind, but he can't touch you. Look at somebody. Let me give you a revelation. Oh, somebody been saying, oh, I must be backsliding. I must be going through things. Oh, I must be slipping away from God because I'm going through so many different temptations. And certainly the enemy will tempt the body of Christ through any means necessary. He will try to do it. But I'm telling you, when God saved you, when Christ saved you, he sanctified you and he filled you with the power of the Holy Ghost, and the enemy can't take you out of the hand of the Lord. Somebody get excited about the Lord. Oh, glory to God, somebody. I want you to do like this. Say, it may have come to my mind, but it's not in my heart. It may have come to my mind, but it's not in my heart. Come on. The Lord said that we must serve him through our heart. Amen. In spirit and in truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know you love the Lord. How many love the Lord today? You know you love the Lord. You know you're anchored in God. Tell the devil, it might have come to my mind, but it's not in my heart. Don't you let the enemy fool you. Don't you let the enemy fool you. Don't you think that thing has come to your heart. You rebuke the enemy. The Bible says resist him and he will flee from you. How many believe in the power of God's word? Hallelujah. I know I do. Every day I live by the power of God's word. How much more time do I got, Keisha? The Holy Ghost is moving by his power. I see the Holy Ghost moving through the aisles. Lift your hands now. I see the Holy Ghost moving among you today. Don't worry about that. Somebody's been going through financial situation, dealing with your business. You're just meeting the budget or not even quite meeting it at times. But God is telling me to prophesy. He said, daughter, prophesy to that one. Who are you? Go ahead and stand to your feet, whoever you are. You just right at it, and it just doesn't seem like you're not meeting the budget, or sometimes you do, but the other times you don't. Come on, you're getting ready to receive prophecy. What are you supposed to do? Lift your hands. Come on, lift your hands. It's not me. It's God in me who have sent me by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. To bring an end to it in Jesus' almighty name. I bring it into it. I want you to shake my hand. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, shake the right hand of every person that's been. The Lord just told me to do this. I hope you don't mind, Bishop. This is a prayer cloth that I'm not able to release unless the Holy Ghost tell me to do it. And many people all around this world that have received this prayer cloth have never been broke another day in their life. Hallelujah. Kamashde. Bishop?
That's the truth.
See, people got to understand that God can send somebody to break your
window. Hallelujah.
That's right. That God will send.
Hallelujah.
Destroy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Can I trust you to bring in the tithes and the offering to continue to support the kingdom of God through the church? Hallelujah. Will you be faithful to the Lord as he brings you up? Hallelujah. Financially? My God. Because the enemy has come in like a flood. But I hear the Lord saying, as you, your heart is yielded to him and saying, Lord God, here's my life. I just give it. I lay it down to you, Lord God, and I receive all that you have for me, Lord God. I want to be your son. Will you say that to God? That's what God wants. And immediately heaven's going to open up for you. The enemies of your life is going to flee into Jesus' name. These are demons, devils, and imps. They got to go in Jesus' almighty name. Hallelujah, because of your confession and because you're where your heart is right now. Glory to God. God says never look back, never look back, never look over your shoulder to anything familiar, anything comfortable. Never do that ever again. Keep looking to Jesus. Keep going forward in Jesus' almighty name. Lift your hands. Just stay without. It's done in his holy name. Give God the praise and glory and say, I'll never be broke another day in my life.
I'll never be broken a day in my life.
Are you husband and wife? You are? How long y'all been dating? Huh? About 6 months. Amen. Be good to one another. Love one another. And be in God together. Amen. Be in God together. Glory to God. Amen. You hear what I'm saying? Be in God together. And God could make this a beautiful union between the two of you in his holy name. Will you do that? Go ahead and hug one another. Amen. And respect one another. Somebody else, come quickly. Hallelujah. Come, brother. I decree and declare you'll never be broke another day in your life. Hallelujah. And your business opens up to great success in Jesus' almighty name is done. Give God the praise and glory. It's him that's going to do it. Who else? Who else was it? Was it you, brother? Was it anyone else? All right. Huh? Who else was it? Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. She got so excited about this brother's blessing. Woo! Hallelujah. She forgot she needs to be blessed too. Clap your hands, everybody, and give God the glory. Hallelujah, Lord. I feel the Lord today in a mighty way. Woo! My God, this woman, there's an overflow. There's a deluge. I hear the Lord saying a deluge happening in your spirit right now, woman. A deluge. I'm putting that prayer cloth in your hand right now. Just hold on to it real good. Amen. In the name of the Lord, we break every curse in the name of Jesus. And right now, Lord God, I thank you that this business is blessed in Jesus' almighty name. Somebody give God the praise and glory. It's the Lord. Come on, clap your hands and praise God. It's the Lord. Come on, clap your hands and praise the Lord. We got 10 minutes. My daughter said 10 minutes. I want to give honor to her. Praise the Lord, Minister Keisha Sanders. Come on, clap your hands and praise God for her. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody's been having migraines, kind of goes through your eyes. It could be sinus or something like that, but if there's headaches that happen, I want to pray for you. God's wanted to heal you. Who are you? Just give God the praise and glory because he's going to heal you today. Come on, praise the Lord. Is there anyone here today that want to receive that healing on today? Praise the Lord. Come on and receive it in Jesus' almighty name. Come on, clap your hands, everybody, and let's pray for this sister together in Jesus' name. I rebuke the headaches. Come a little closer. I rebuke the headaches right now in the name of Jesus and command for it to loose its hold and come out and go to the pits of hell where it belongs in Jesus' name. You too, baby. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Woo, glory to God. Lift your hands to Almighty God because he's healing you. Lord Jesus, I thank you right now for the power to heal. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command for you to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I rebuke the pain. I rebuke the infirmity, and I command for it to come out and go to the pits of hell where it belongs in Jesus' almighty name. It's done in his name. It's done in his name. It's done in his name. The Lord says, daughter, do not take of any other substance anymore. God cleanses your blood system. This young lady's been having like a nervous condition. Yeah, she's been having so much of her life. Yeah. Doing it right now. Somebody get excited about what the Lord is doing. Bishop. Woo! Look at God. Come on, clap your hands and praise him. Come on, lift your hands and give God praise and glory. I hear the Lord say, the trouble is over. Somebody's been troubling your mind. Come on, but the trouble is over. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. The trouble in your life is over in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the name of God. Isn't God good? I'm telling you, God is adding gladness to your life. And he's doing it through the spirit of unity. Thank you, Lord. Through the spirit of unity. We're going to just quickly go to Joel chapter 2. I'm not going to try to do all of it, Bishop. I'm just going to do a little bit. All right. Here it is, Joel chapter 2, verse 1 through 11. First of all, let me do a summary of Joel chapter 2 so you can understand what's going on. As you're going to Joel chapter 2, which is in your Old Testament, it's going to be going towards, start working your way, where we at, y'all? Where you go? What's before Joel? Okay, between Malachi, who is it? Micah and Malachi. Okay, after Daniel. All right, so that you know, once you get to Daniel, you got to keep on going, right? All right. I don't assume that people know the Word of God and know where to find things in the Bible. We're dealing with all sorts of people in our audience, and everybody wasn't raised in the church. Come on. Some people don't know, so it's okay. All right, between Hosea and Amos. All right, here we go. In Joel chapter 2, just a summary, God's judgment is between 1 and 14. 1 and 14. I'm going to highlight some of the 1 and 14 on tonight or today. God's judgment is upon the earth. God's dealing with sin. He's dealing with issues that are outside of his will, plan, and purpose, okay? When we get to verses 15 and 27, these are exhortations to fasting and prayer, blessings and promises, okay? Blessings or promise, amen, in between 15 and 27. Now the exhortation of fasting and prayer is where God calls his church into consecration. Now, believers, consecration has to be a part of your life. You got to lay something down. Come on up in here. I don't believe in this new age kind of stuff. I'm talking about grace covers everything and gets God's grace. You can live any kind of way you want to live and do anything you want to do, treat people any kind of way you want to treat them. Come on. And you stealing God. That's a lie from the pits of hell. Because when God sent his grace upon this earth, grace annihilates, it crushes, amen. It eliminates, amen. It casts away anything that is not like God. It does not give you permission to sin. Grace does not. Don't believe the lie. Come on. There's something you got to lay aside. You got to lay it down, something. Come on. For the sacrificial, amen, of body, mind, soul, spirit, as unto the Lord, amen, so that God can fill you with his spirit, amen, and his will and his plan and purpose for your life. So then when we get to verses 28 to 32, it's a promise of the Holy Spirit and of future mercies. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. If you have sinned and yet you hadn't been struck down and nothing's happened, seem like everything's going good, it's only because of God's mercy. It don't have nothing to do with grace. It's just mercy. You don't deserve it, but you have it because God loves you. But mercy does run out. Come on now. It's just the truth. Come on. But we thank God for his mercy. Amen? Amen. But this is what I love about verses 28 through 32, that is the promise of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God, that is in the earth right now, where Jesus said, I must go away, but the Father will send another, just like me, the Comforter. Amen. Amen. He's the Spirit of truth. You will never know God unless you have the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. You'll never understand what God is doing. You'll curse your future with your mouth because you'll never understand what God is doing in your life because you're not filled with the Holy Ghost. The only way that you would know and understand the scriptures that we're reading is through the revelation and the power of God that's inside of you called Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost. Because he is the revelation of God. Come on. He comes from God. Amen. He knows God. Somebody say amen to that. He knows God. He understands the heart of God. He's, oh, glory to God. Even Jesus said that he will not do anything in the earth without him. He is the unity of the Spirit. And the only way that we will understand God and even understand ourselves through God is having the Holy Spirit. So Joel chapter 2 is a powerful, very, very powerful chapter in the Bible. Now, I won't be able to go through everything because it's so much I like to teach, and I won't be able to do everything, but I want to read verse 1, and it says, blow the trumpet in Zion. How am I doing, Keisha? She said, I got 3 minutes. We got to hurry it on up, right? Huh? Oh, okay, Bishop said, go on. Can five or 10 or so? Okay, all right. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Now, Zion is a picture of the church, okay? I want to slow down because we can go past through these things because, you know, I know we have Sunday school and we have Bible study, but sometimes there's people who don't go to those places and they don't know what in the world we're talking about when it says Zion, okay? Zion is a picture of the church. Okay? Blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Yes. Now, Zion was a mountain that was lifted up very high, very tall mountain. And so this is kind of like a metaphor. We're trying to look at it. We're trying to see what is in the mind and the heart of God. And so Prophet Joel, he's seeing God. He's looking at it. It's almost like a metaphor here. And so I'm trying to help you understand something. So he's saying, blow an alarm in the church of God. Blow the alarm among those who are believers, and let all the inhabitants, now here's another part of it, let all of the inhabitants of the land tremble. That's people in the earth, everybody in the earth. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble for the day of the Lord. Somebody underline that part or highlight it. For the day of the Lord is coming. Come on, somebody. For it is what? At hand. You know, I believe that God is already judging people. I believe we're not going to be just one, you know, said it before, big throne, all these billions of people. And then, you know, here God is before his throne, and he's going to say, you get to go to heaven, you get to go to hell, you get to go to heaven, you get to go to hell. The Lord said in his word, choose ye this day whom you will serve. Come on, somebody. So judgment is already at the door of the house of the Lord. It's already in the earth. Come on, somebody. It's your choice. I like it what you said, Bishop, because you were already there. Is that God is dealing with us in our choices. Amen. Come on. I was telling my son, who was saying, you know, Mom, life has been so hard. You know, I've been trying to get some things together. It seems like things are not working for me. He said, you know, I thank God I got my music and I got my art. And I, if I didn't have that, I would probably lose my mind. This is my own baby. And I said, son, let me help you understand. Life is just consists of just a couple of things. Choices and management. That's all. Choices and management. Come on. We have the will. Remember, God gave us a will. Come on. And God's not going to take that will from us. He gave us a will to do what? Choose. And then therefore, we must what? Manage what we choose. Now, if we don't have mismanagement, we don't know how to manage life, we don't know how to manage certain things in life, well, you know, it's just, you need to learn some skills. That's why we need mentors and things like that. Amen. People, advisors, people listen to the other older generation. See how they made it. Come on, somebody. You can't figure this life out all by yourself. The Bible says birth naturally and spiritually. Both of those got to balance out. Come on up in here, somebody. So I told him, I said, you know, the art and the writing of music and everything, I said, that's the power God put in you to get well, son. It's not for you to depend on that. Come on, for your sanity. Come on up in here, somebody. When you, come on. When you make, if you're not making enough money, it's because, and you're working a menial job. Amen. That was your what? Choice. Come on, y'all help me now. We're family. By now you know me. You got used to my long hair. Come on, you done looked at my dress and my earrings and my jewelry. Come on, now we're in, right? We're all together. Come on, let's talk. Is that all right? Come on, somebody. Come on. All of that's just what? Your choices. So if you chose a menial job, you're gonna live a menial life. Come on up in here. If you want more, come on. You gotta go after what? More. Come on up in here, somebody. And if you only got a little, God says if you're faithful over a few things, he'll make you come out ruler over much. But you got to have faithfulness in everything that you do and everything that you have. Come on, if you want more, come on, you're intelligent enough. God has given you, amen, a brilliant mind. What you got to do is start exercising that mind, amen. Go get some more education. Get up under somebody, amen, that you like, that you know, amen, are doing what you want to do in life. Come on, and become a mentor, a mentee of them. Come on, somebody, so you can learn to do some stuff. Amen. But don't sit up here and blame God. Come on, talk about you're going to lose your mind. Come on up here to somebody. I know it's not just my son. There's some other people in here that's been doing the same thing. That's why God told me to mention it. Trying to blame God and trying to blame everything else and everybody else not giving you a chance. No, honey, there's no limits. When you're in God, honey, there's no limits. There's no deficit. Remember, honey, we're influenced by heaven, not the earth. So the next thing is just learning management. Manage, man. How do you manage things? How do you manage your money? Amen. Come on up here to somebody. I'm talking to somebody in here. Glory to God. Don't start looking down. Come on, just keep on looking up here. Come on, you got to learn how to manage things. You got to learn how to manage people. Come on, resources that you have. Glory to God. You don't mismanage or spend any kind of way, living loose like the prodigal son in the Bible. The Bible says he lived righteously. That means loosely. Well, come on, whatever he had, he just spent it any kind of way. Lived among silly, frivolous people. Choices. Somebody say choices. It's about choices. Come on, it's the management. Life consists of two things, choices and management. Come on up in here. You get those two things right, you're going to be all right. Come on. But God said, hey, I put in you power to get wealth. There's something in you that you have that God's going to cause, amen, you to become very wealthy.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank God for one brother. Praise the Lord. He's the only one excited about that. And I believe you're saying amen to that. How many got some natural skills that you just couldn't do it naturally? Everybody else have to work hard at it, but for you it's easy. Come on, just got some natural stuff. Amen. God says that's power. Woo! Glory to God. God said in his word, that's power. Come on, say that's power. That is power. And God wants you to use it right here on the earth.
Thank you, Lord.
But a lot of times we compare ourselves to other people, and then we do what? We fail to succeed. Because we won't keep going. Let me tell you something. The day of the Lord is here right now. The power of the Lord is in the earth right now. The wisdom of God, the revelation of God, the truth of God is right here in the earth right now, believers. Hallelujah. Everything that you need, you just got to go and get access to it. Get out of religion. Come on, somebody. Out of religion, formalities, laws, rules, all of those things. If I don't measure up with this person's opinion, then I'm probably nothing. Come on. If I don't fit in that group, that's what religion is. If I don't fit in that group, come on, then I must not be a part of the church. Get rid of all of that stuff because we are the what? Body of Christ. And God has no respect for a person. I love the word. How many love the word?
Yes, we love you.
This is the day God will both manifest and magnify himself.
Amen.
The Bible says it's the day of judgment.
Thank you, Lord.
The first thing that we think of judgment, we think, oh, cruelty. We think of, oh, God's mad. He's very, very angry. Come on. How many of you know that every case that goes before a magistrate, a judge, is not always a very bad and doom a thing? Just doom. Doom and gloom. Sometimes we got to judge the activities of people, amen, the methods of people, what's going on, what happened. That's what that judge is there for. So he can do what? Regulate your life. Get things in order. Put things back in order. So it doesn't mean that God is always angry. He's not He's not always angry, even though the Bible does say he is an angry God. There's few things that can really make him angry. Just a few things. I can't get into a long Bible study, but let me tell you something. When God talks about judgment, he's judging things so that things can come back in what? Order. Come on up in here, somebody. So if God brings you up under a what? Judgment. He's not trying to condemn you. The Bible says there is therefore no condemnation to those who are where? In Christ Jesus. Condemnation means that there is no chance. I mean, you are convicted. That is it. You are done. You're going out. You're going to jail. But there is a spirit of conviction that the Holy Spirit would bring upon you. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit convicts us. Come on. He convicts the whole world according to the word of God. Anybody in the Bible? Anybody know the Bible? The Holy Spirit will convict your spirit because if you just went on about life any kind of way, you would never even know whether you're right or wrong, right? So a spirit of what? Conviction. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Comes upon you when you're guilty. So what is the conviction for? Kind of goes right there with judgment to bring us back in alignment. Come on, bring us back into order. All of those things with the will, plan, and purpose of God. So we need all of these type of things happening, these disciplines, and we need the Holy Spirit. We need God, amen, to help us, amen, in life, or we will live recklessly and everything would be going on and it wouldn't be a good world to live in. Somebody thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Father. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Can I read the second verse? Okay. A day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like the morning clouds spread over the mountains. There's two things happening in this verse, so I got to separate it, okay? And then I'll go on to read so you see what else. A people come great and strong, and the like of whom has never been. Nor will there ever be any such after them, even for many successive generations. All right. Now, Holy Spirit, if we stop right here, that'd be good, because this is really good. Two things are happening. A day of darkness and gloominess, a day of thick clouds, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like the morning. My God, here is a metaphor. He's kind of given us a picture of this gloominess and this thick cloud, or the clouds and the thick darkness. Like the morning clouds spread over the mountains. I don't know if anyone wake up early enough in the morning to see how the sun comes up. And if there's a few high places here in Austin area, right? And if you wake up early enough and you see those high places, and as the sun is going up, it's just like the shadow is coming over the high places or the mountains, right? And see, this is what's happening in the world that we're living in. Darkness and gloominess. That's why you see people walking in Waffle House, one of my favorite places to go and eat breakfast. Come on. And there with no purpose, no, we don't even know why. They just go in there and just start shooting people. Come on, even in our schools and different things, they just, you know, for whatever reason, they go in there and just, you know, take a hold of these kids, and they get to shooting around the kids and people dying, and then this darkness. Come on, there's gloominess, there's despair. Come on, all of this is happening in the world. All of this is happening in the world. And so some of what you're dealing with, this is a revelation. This is something that God told me to give you. Some of what you're dealing with in life really don't have anything to do with you doing anything wrong. It's just because we're in a world full of gloominess and darkness and despair. And because your spirit is so clean and pure through the power of the Holy Ghost and the salvation of Jesus Christ, you can feel that stuff. Yes. Have anybody could just walked in a place and you say, I just don't feel right in here. Come on. It's not you. You don't have the problem. Your spirit is clean. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But because we're all around all of this stuff, we're sensitive to it. Come on, somebody. And so, yes, we're concerned, and we're supposed to be concerned so that we can pray. That's why God says when trouble came, you'll see in the chapter of Joel, he'll say, call the mourning women, call those who would pray and cry and weep for the condition of the world. Laying in sackcloth and ashes and uncomfortability, in other words, and just get uncomfortable so you can cry out to the Lord. Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord, save the sins of the world. That's why God said, pray for your governments. Pray for your leaders. Glory to God. Because God has given us a power and authority to pray and take dominion in this earth and change the condition. Not agree with it. Come on, somebody. Not get along with it. Amen. But pray for God's deliverance in the land. How many don't mind rising up and praying right now? Woo, I feel this in the Holy Ghost. You're kingdom people. Tell somebody you're a kingdom person. And you come down into the earth to influence it. You're in this earth to influence the earth, not the earth to influence you. Your kingdom people. Tell somebody else again. Tell them, you're a kingdom person. You're a kingdom man. You're a kingdom woman. Oh, I feel the Lord here today. Let me do this last part. Still in Joel chapter 2, verse 2. The second half of this, the prophet is saying something else. A people come. A people come. That means they're on arrival. Ooh, hallelujah. They're getting ready to show up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A people come great and strong. Now, this is the kind of people that the prophet is seeing. They're great and they're strong. Great in number. Hallelujah. They're strong through the power of God. Hallelujah. I can imagine what he's saying. This is so beautiful. They're great and strong, and the like of whom has never been. In other words, never before or never after. The like of these people, great and strong, have never been the like of them before. I believe that we're living in a day now where God is raising up such a powerful generation. Oh, yeah, they used to call them Generation X. Come on. They don't know what to call this generation. They look like everywhere. Well, they call them entitlement generation. How many can say, I know that, right? Because you know you got a son and a daughter who feels entitled to everything. Come on. Come on. They call them the entitlement generation. But let me tell you, God is raising up a powerful people. From the, I'm going to start right here at the age of 30. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hear the Lord saying, go back to 35. Hallelujah. Go to third from 35 and under. If you're 35 and under, stand to your feet in the house of the Lord today. If you're 35 and under, stand to your feet. If you're 35 and under, stand to your feet. Lift your hands to the Almighty God. God is saying, you're the generation that I'm raising up who are fearless, who are courageous. Hallelujah. You're bold. You love God. You've already tried that. You already done that. You already made those kind of mistakes. Come on, somebody. Matter of fact, some of the things you've done at our age, I'm 50 plus. Come on. Oh, my God. I would never even thought about doing at that age. And some of y'all here that's sitting here said, I wouldn't have done it either. Because you know the circumstances were quite different back there when we were raised, right? Oh, my God. But I hear the Lord say, I need y'all to pray. Just lift your hands. Lift your hands toward this generation. Let me tell you, a generation starts 50 years deep and 40 years deep. And the Lord is saying, for this generation, you are the ones that I'm choosing. You're the ones I have chosen from your mother's womb. Hallelujah. From your dad's loins and your mother's womb. I have chosen you. You are mine, saith the Lord. You will not go to the left nor the right. Hallelujah. You are a generation that I have raised up who are bold and courageous, who are great and strong. Hallelujah. There are so many of you all across this world. You will meet and encounter one another like you've never done before. Hallelujah. You may think right now, I've just been saving. I've just been holding on by myself. No, you have not. God is raising you up. Hallelujah. Amen. To go into the world of darkness and to change. Amen. And to demand change and to make change. And you will go into many facets of the world, saith the Lord. Amen. You will go beyond the walls of the church and religion, through your talents and your skills. Hallelujah. But you must hold fast to me, saith God, and I will raise you up in, oh my God, to be mighty men and women of God. Hallelujah. And you will accomplish all that I have put in you, saith the Lord. You are blessed, saith the Most High God. Somebody give God praise and glory for this generation. I said, give God praise and glory for this generation. Woo! I said, praise the Lord and give him glory. Hallelujah. My God, you may have your seat. Some of you are saying, well, I wish my grandson would have been here. I wish my granddaughter would have been here. Honey, this word goes way beyond the four corners of this wall. It goes into your generation. It goes into your household. It goes into your family lineage. Somebody need to give God the glory because God has prophesied that your children's blessed. It doesn't matter what they're doing right now. It doesn't matter where they've been. Come on, somebody. They are blessed and not cursed. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord. They are blessed. You know what I have to do with my son sometimes? My daughter, I remind them that you are blessed. You're the righteous seed of God. You're highly favored of the Most High God. Glory to God. You can't just do anything. You can't just go everywhere. You can't just behave anywhere, anything, any kind of way. Believe me, I have gone through it as a parent. All sorts of different things. Just generally speaking. But I never give the enemy no ground. Parents, toughen up. Come on. I won't give the enemy no ground, not in my family. Hallelujah, Lord. And no matter how far, the Bible said, you train them up in the way they should go. When they're older, they will not depart. You say, but yeah, but they departed from some of the teachings and in the things that I've taught them. And you know, seem like they just going on. They're not serving the Lord. Somebody say, but it's a seed in them. Come on, how many of you know seeds got to grow? Come on, seeds got to germinate. Come on up in here. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Seeds don't just die. They're put in them. Come on, say it. It's in them. It's in them. Say it. It's in them. Glory to God. What do you have to do with a seed? You got to put it in something. Come on, somebody. And once it's in that ground, glory to God, it's got to germinate and it's got to grow. Don't you believe the lies of the enemy? They're coming back. They're coming back. I'm telling you, they're coming back. Come on. They're coming back. It's all good. It's all right. I'm done. I'll say this one more word. I'm done. Woo, Jesus, I feel this in the Lord. I said they're strong and great. They're like of no one else. Nor will there ever be any such after them, even for many successive generations. Because God's raising up a mighty army. But young people, you can't do it by yourself. You got to do it with me. You got to do it with them. You got to do it with your parents. You got to do it with all of us. Come on, you can't just do it by yourself. It's not just, I know I'm grown. I got this. Forget that. It's going to take all of us to get to this thing, to accomplish this kingdom of heaven, amen, this kingdom of God in the earth. It's going to take all of us to make it happen. Somebody say, I know that's right. Let me tell you something. God never tells you to do something that he hasn't equipped you to do. You say, but I didn't hear the Lord speak to me. Some of y'all don't hear the Lord speaking. Something just come in your heart, come in your mind. But it's the Lord, it's God. Come on. We don't just wake up brilliant like this. Come on, it's God. God puts the stuff in our mind. Anybody just got so much wonderful things that you can do, ideas, plans, innovative things. Come on, just come to your mind. Who am I talking to? Come on, we're family by now. Glory to God, it just comes to you. Don't just wake up brilliant like that. It's God putting that stuff in your mind, in your heart. Amen. Let me just tell you what the Holy Spirit told me to tell you. Whom God employs to execute his word as the ministers of his justice, which is his righteousness, is sure to be made strong and equal to whatever he undertakes. I'm going to say it again. Whom God employs, say, I'm employed by God. Woo, that's power right there. I can just stop it. I'm employed by God. Come on. That's why Bishop said, I ain't worried about that paycheck. I'm not worried about whether or not I go in. Come on, somebody. All of this, God will give you more. Hallelujah. Put God first. Amen. Somebody say amen to that. That's the truth. We're employed by God. Amen. Whom God employs to execute his word. And all of us have been employed to execute the word of God. He said, be what? Witnesses. Right? Yes. Witnesses of me, said the Lord. Witness of God. I mean, right? Witness of Christ. Right. Amen?
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah. To whom God employs to execute his word as ministers of justice or righteousness is sure to be made strong, first of all, right? Is sure to be made strong. And then get this part. And equal to whatever he undertakes. So this trouble, I'm ending right here. This trouble, this test, this pressure that you're going through right now is not bigger than you. Somebody's going to get excited about it. It's not bigger than you. Equal to. Your power and strength is strong enough right now that no matter what you're dealing with, hallelujah, Jesus. That power, that anointing on the inside of you, Bishop, even though, yes, you were going through the sinus and going through the cleansing of the sinuses and all of this stuff, the power on the inside of you is greater than that thing. I'm just using him as an example. God said you're stronger. Come on up in here, somebody. And you're equal to whatever you undertake in this life. You got this. Nudge somebody, tell them you got this. Somebody nudge me, poke them. Come on. Touch them and do something. Tell them you got this. Come on, y'all need to encourage one another. You got this. That means you got this means you're equal to this thing. You got this thing, and I mean, come on, and you're greater, and it's not bigger than you are. Come on, it's not more than who you are. God makes sure of that. He makes very good sure of that. He said, I would not put upon you no more than you can bear. Woo! So look at this part. I will not put, God would not put upon you or allow to come into your life, allow you to experience something. I would not allow that thing to be more than you are. I would not put upon you more. So that means what you have in you right now can handle it. And you could have victory and will have victory over it. I will not allow anything to come in your life more than you. It will never be more than you. Huh? How many are filled with the Holy Ghost? Lift your hands and tell God, thank you. You should have got a Holy Ghost quickening after that one. I will not put up on you more than you. You get that part? And then you can get the other part bare. Because there's some things in life we're just going to have to bear, right? You just got to go through it. Because it makes us stronger, makes our faith stronger. Come on, it makes us more wiser, more experienced. So we got to bear some stuff. You're not going to lose your mind. Come on. You're not going under. You're not going to fail. Because God's measuring. He's gauging things. He's gauging, looking at you. Cares for you too much to let you fail. Everybody, please stand to your feet.